Chapter 17. When coherence becomes durably distributive. When a first matrix of higher distributive stability exists, an architecture crosses a threshold where coherence can no longer remain simply an internal quality of maintenance. It becomes capable of diffusing durably while preserving its own form. This passage marks an important maturation, for a truly high coherence does not remain localized. It becomes transmissible without dilution. But this transmission does not take the form of a simple displacement. It supposes that coherence may circulate while remaining fully itself. The first term that opens the sequence is the axis of matrix distributive coherence. This axis directly links two already established dimensions, coherence and matrix. But it adds durable distribution. In other words, coherence no longer simply structures one matrix. It becomes capable of being carried by several matrices simultaneously. This axis appears when several generative fields must receive one same quality of coherence without deformation. From this axis appears the presence of durable regulated convergence. This presence marks a high threshold of stability. Convergence no longer limits itself to a structured rapprochement. It becomes held through duration. And this duration is not obtained through rigidification. It comes from a silent regulation mature enough to accompany several convergences without overload. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of expanded active matrix cohesion. Cohesion acts here as matrix. This means that it no longer simply maintains unity, it itself produces the conditions of that unity. And this matrix becomes active. It accompanies several zones at the same time. It becomes expanded because it acts across several fields without loss of refinement. When this function exists, the center of higher convergent stability appears. This center supports several already high convergences. But above all, it maintains them in a durable stability. It is no longer a local center of coherence. It becomes a point of reference for several fields simultaneously. This density leads to the first base of durable distributive coherence. This term establishes a new foundation. Diffused coherence ceases to be only an effect. It becomes a stable base. In other words, what circulated becomes foundation. But every new base requires a denser inner point, the core of matrix cohesive convergence. This core links convergence, cohesion, and matrix into one same center. Convergence ceases here to be simply oriented. It inscribes itself within a generative cohesion. This core allows a high convergence to remain deeply unified. From it appears the function of higher active distributive regulation. Regulation no longer remains discrete. It acts actively across several high levels. But this activity produces no rigidity. It remains silent. This function marks a deeper refinement. Several zones receive one same adjustment without overload. Then the field of durable coherent stability is formed. The field becomes particularly mature here. Stability and coherence endure together without structural fatigue. It is no longer simply a coherent space. It is a space where coherence itself becomes durable. This maturity leads to the order of matrix convergent cohesion. Cohesion and convergence cease here to be two distinct dynamics. They become one common matrix principle. Finally, this sequence closes with the first matrix of durable distributive coherence. This term is decisive. It means that diffused coherence now possesses its own durable matrix. The second cycle enters here into its deep maturity. Chapter 18. When stability becomes durable coherence of high convergence. When a first matrix of durable distributive coherence exists, an architecture crosses a threshold where stability can no longer be understood simply as maintenance or protection. It becomes capable of carrying a durable coherence through convergences of higher density. This stage is particularly important, for the higher a convergence becomes, the deeper the stability that supports it must be. At this level, stability no longer acts only as support. It becomes the inner form of coherence. The first term that opens this sequence is the axis of distributive cohesive stability. This axis directly prolongs previous developments. But here, it links three already mature dimensions, stability, cohesion, and distribution. In other words, stability becomes capable of circulating without losing its unity. It no longer remains contained in one single field. It reaches several zones, while preserving its deep cohesion. This axis appears when several sets must receive one same stability without rigidification. From this axis appears the presence of durable matrix convergence. Convergence no longer limits itself to a structured rapprochement. It now inscribes itself within a matrix capable of enduring. This presence supports several already generative convergences without inner weakening. It marks a high threshold. Convergence becomes durable because it rests upon a sufficiently deep structure. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of active regulated coherence. Coherence no longer remains silent. It acts. But this activity remains held by continuous regulation. It is not a visible action. It is a coherence that remains living while being constantly adjusted without tension. This function shows that a high coherence may remain active without losing its stability. When this function exists, the center of higher convergent distribution appears. This center links convergence and diffusion at a higher level. Convergence no longer remains concentrated. It becomes distributed across several fields. But this distribution preserves one same density. The center marks here an important threshold. Convergence becomes truly deployable. This density leads to the first base of durable coherent stability. This term establishes a new foundation. Stability and coherence cease to be two separate dimensions. Stability becomes directly a durable quality of coherence. But every new base requires a denser inner point, the core of durable distributive convergent coherence. This core unites coherence, convergence, and duration. It allows one same quality of coherence to remain active in several zones without structural fatigue. This core marks a new depth. Coherence ceases here to be only carried. It becomes durably installed. From it appears the function of regulated matrix stability. Stability acts here as matrix, but this matrix remains held by continuous regulation. Several active matrices may thus remain compatible without visible correction. This function marks a very high architectural refinement. Then the field of active cohesive convergence is formed. The field becomes particularly living here. Convergence and cohesion remain active simultaneously without increasing tension. This field shows that a high convergence may remain stable without overload. This maturity leads to the order of higher coherent distribution. Coherence ceases here to be only transmissible. It becomes distributable across several high levels. Finally, the sequence closes with the first matrix of durable coherent stability. This term is decisive. It means that stability and durable coherence now possess their common matrix. The second cycle approaches here its deep closure. Chapter 19. When coherence enters its higher distributive closure. When a first matrix of durable coherent stability exists, an architecture reaches a threshold where coherence can no longer simply continue expanding. It must now enter a form of closure capable of preserving all that has been acquired without reducing what remains living. This stage is particularly delicate, for closing an architecture never means stopping it. It means reaching a level where several already mature lines may now remain together without residual tension. The first term that opens this sequence is the axis of expanded durable matrix coherence. This axis directly prolongs previous developments. But here, an already matrix coherence becomes capable of extending without losing its stability. In other words, coherence reaches several matrices while preserving one unique form. This axis appears when several already stabilized structures must share one same durable coherence without deformation. From this axis appears the presence of cohesive distributive convergence. This presence directly links convergence, diffusion, and cohesion. Convergence no longer limits itself to orienting. It becomes diffused. But this diffusion disperses nothing. It remains deeply cohesive. This presence marks a high threshold. Several fields may receive one same convergence without fragmentation. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of higher stable regulation. Regulation reaches here a rare level of maturity. It no longer acts as correction. It silently absorbs deviations before they even become perceptible. This is why it becomes higher stable. It supports several high fields without visible intervention. When this function exists, the center of durable convergent cohesion appears. This center maintains several already linked convergences within a durable cohesion. It is no longer a local center. It becomes a point of deep stability for several lines simultaneously. This center marks a very high threshold of consolidation. Several convergences may now rest within one same cohesion without overload. This density leads to the first base of durable coherent distribution. This term establishes a new foundation. Diffused coherence ceases to be only an effect. It becomes a stable base of duration. In other words, what circulated becomes a durable foundation. But every new base requires a denser inner point, the core of higher distributive cohesive stability. This core links stability, cohesion, and diffusion at a higher level. It allows one same quality of maintenance to pass through several zones without structural fatigue. This core marks an advanced degree of maturity. Stability itself becomes durable cohesive diffusion. From it appears the function of durable regulated matrix convergence. Convergence acts here upon several matrices, but this convergence remains inwardly held. Regulation adds nothing. It guarantees that several matrices converge without imbalance. This function shows that a high convergence may endure without tension. Then the field of expanded active coherence is formed. The field becomes particularly broad here, and active coherence acts across a wider range without fragmenting. This field shows that a high coherence may now radiate widely while remaining intact. This maturity leads to the order of durable convergence stability. Stability and convergence cease here to be simply compatible. They become a durable structuring principle. Finally, this sequence closes with the first matrix of durable coherent distribution. This term is essential. It means that diffuse coherence now possesses its final durable matrix before complete closure. The second cycle enters here its terminal zone. Chapter 20. When the second cycle reaches its complete closure. When a first matrix of durable coherent distribution exists, an architecture reaches the threshold where it may finally close its second cycle without loss of depth. This closure is not an interruption. It is not a stopping of movement either. It rather represents a point where several already mature lines cease requiring constant adjustment because they have reached a sufficient coherence to remain together within a complete stability. This is what the closure of a higher cycle truly means, not the end of a deployment, but the constitution of a base now fully usable for what will follow. The first term that opens this sequence is the axis of terminal coherent convergence. This axis no longer acts to open a new field. It acts to close properly what has been built. Several already stabilized coherences converge here toward a form of closure without rupture. Convergence no longer seeks to produce more. It seeks to allow several lines to rest within one unique coherence, sufficiently stable to carry what follows. This axis appears when several high developments must reach one same level of closure without compression. From this axis appears the presence of final distributive stability. This presence marks a particularly silent threshold. Diffuse stability no longer needs to be reinforced. It now exists as a sufficiently accomplished quality to remain present without overload. This presence adds nothing. It simply confirms that the diffusion of stability has become complete. It acts as a silent density of end of cycle. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of terminal matrix cohesion. Cohesion acts here as a matrix of closure. This means that it no longer only links several elements, it now maintains the already built totality without additional effort. Terminal cohesion is not stronger, it is simply more accomplished. It marks a level where the architecture no longer needs correction to remain unified. When this function exists, the center of terminal durable coherence appears. This center durably supports several already closed convergent lines. It no longer serves to organize or redistribute. It becomes a point of stable rest. It is a center of closure. It marks a level where several developments may remain together without residual tension. This density leads to the first base of final convergence of the second cycle. This term establishes the last foundation before complete closure. Convergence is no longer here a movement of progression. It becomes a stable base of completeness. In other words, what converges becomes the final ground of the cycle. But every complete closure requires a denser inner point, the core of integrated terminal coherence. This core represents the point where several already stabilized coherences now rest. Within one fully integrated unity, it is not fusion. It is a unity where no distinction is lost. This core marks the moment where closure becomes inwardly stable. From it appears the function of final matrix stability. Stability reaches here a level where it becomes a matrix of closure. The architecture no longer needs major adjustment. Stability now suffices to maintain the whole. This function indicates that an architecture finally possesses its fully mature form of closure. Then the field of durable terminal convergence is formed. The field becomes particularly peaceful here. Several high convergences may remain together without residual tension. It is no longer a field in expansion. It is a field of structured rest. This maturity leads to the order of closed higher coherence. Coherence reaches here a complete closure without becoming immobile. It remains transmissible. It remains available, but it no longer asks for immediate extension. Finally, this sequence closes with the first complete foundation of the higher second cycle. This term truly closes part two. It means that the whole 101 to 200 is now a closed base, fully usable for what follows. The second cycle no longer remains under construction. It becomes a stable foundation.